kuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It's time for one of my favourite segments of the week. It is the Scorpio Book Spotlight. Kezia could not join us in the studio today, but that's okay. We've got her on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am all right. I've been better, but I will be better again.
Yes, this is only a temporary hurdle in your summer season. How's Scorpio? How's the crazy Christmasing Christmas?
Oh, there is so much stock on the shelf and so much moving. It's a whirlwind right now.
Oh my golly gosh. I can only imagine. Now, tell us, what are we spotlighting today?
So today I'm talking about The Lion Woman of Tehran by Marjan Kamali.
Ooh, I've not heard of this.
Yeah, so it's very new, published locally last week, fresh on the shelves.
Wow, oh my gosh.
Some people may recognize the author. She wrote The Stationery Shop of Tehran, which did quite well. I haven't admittedly read it, but I definitely will after reading this one. So this is set in Iran, and it starts in like the early 50s, and we go through to the 80s. And so you have all of the changes in power that are happening, and it's told from this perspective of Ellie, mainly, and her friend Homar. We get some of Homar's perspective later on in the book. It's mainly told from Ellie's perspective. And it's really a story of their friendship. And they come from very different class backgrounds. So we have Ellie, who was raised quite wealthy. She kind of temporarily finds herself in a situation where she is in one of the poorer neighborhoods. And that's where she goes to school and meets Homar. And they become the best of friends. And then Ellie moves back up in the ranks of wealth, and they get separated, but they always find each other again. So it's the story of their friendship, but you have the class distinctions that, you know, they never fully get in the way of their friendship, but you can see, you know, how they experience their country differently.
And like a really turbulent 30 years for that country as well.
Yeah, because you're starting with the rise of the Shah into power and that coup in 1953.
Yeah, wow.
You have the westernization, but you still have like rights for women are not great. You know, if you get divorced, your husband gets the kids. There's no chance that a mother could ever keep the kids in a divorce.
Wow, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so, you know, Homar is, she is so dedicated, even as a child when we start out, in the 50s, they're like 7 years old, and Homar is determined that, you know, when they grow up, they are going to be lion women. They are going to change the world, and they're going to forge their path, and they're going to make things better for everyone. And Homar is determined she's going to go to school, she's going to be a lawyer, she's going to become a judge, and she has all these great ideas. And then you have Ellie, who isn't as affected by the laws because of her privilege, and so she loves her friend, and she understands why her friend wants change, but she's very much like, well, I can sit back and let others make the change. I'm fine.
She benefits from how like the current status quo is.
And so it's just really interesting to have their perspective as they grow up as kids and then through high school and into university. And the whole time, Homer is a steadfast, we are lion woman, we are going to change the world. And Ellie is like, well, that's great for you. I quite like attending my rich fancy parties with my rich fancy
friends. Right.
And I love that most of the book is from Ellie's perspective, because it never portrays her as, you know, this horrible person. She's just very privileged and a little naive about the realities of the world.
She
cares very deeply about Omar, and you know, so they have these arguments about politics, and Ellie just wants to stay kind of apolitical and in her bubble, but she does over the course of the book, you know, realize that these things do affect her personally, and so you see this kind of bubble of her privilege, the realities kind of pops through.
Right.
So I really loved that it was from her perspective rather than Homer's, because, you know, it's done in a way where I guess it's really trying to get across, like, you can't just sit in your privilege. Like, you're not a bad person.
Yeah, right,
if you
right.
are privileged. But this still does affect you. And so I think that it was a really smart choice to have it from her perspective.
Right,
so
we're
relating to this character and we care about this character, but at the same time we realize that, you know, and I think for some people maybe they'll see themselves in her character where they've never had to worry about certain, you know, things about politics.
Yeah, right. Now, without giving too much away, like, I'm hearing this and I'm struggling to see how they remain friends throughout the story. Without kind of spoiling anything, like, does that friendship kind of remain?
Yeah, it ebbs and flows. They kind of, you know, their lives intersect and then flow apart again.
Yeah, right.
Throughout the book. And the parts where they are separate, you have Ellie's perspective of how much she misses her friend.
Yeah, interesting. Right. Wow. And the kind of conclusion to the story, 15?
Yes. Yeah, no, I think it ended incredibly well. I don't know if it will necessarily be the ending that you would expect, but it is definitely fitting for the book. And it's quite, you know, it's a positive ending, but it's also realistic.
Interesting. And published here in Christchurch, did you say?
No, sorry, I should have put it like that. So it's been out overseas for a while, but it's only been published locally last week. So yeah, it's only just available here now. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I want to read this.
And the culture, like, the descriptions are so rich. The way she describes Persian food. Oh, I was so hungry the whole time I was reading this book. Iranian food and the Persian rugs and, you know, all those little cultural descriptions of their traditions. You know,
jumping
over bonfires to welcome in the new year, you know, burn away all the stuff you don't want to carry with you. It was fantastic to read.
I love when a book just out of nowhere suddenly describes a really good meal and you're like, oh, I'm so hungry now. Like, I can't think about anything else. Hey, Kezia, thank you so much for joining me this morning. One more time, what is the book called?
It is The Lion Woman of Tehran by Marjan Kamali.
Love that name. That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a delight.
Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Good luck and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
That is the lovely Kezia from Scorpio Books there, talking about The Lion Woman of Tehran.
Kua tai, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight, e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.